जया गोपी जन बल्लभा जया गिरिवरधारी जया गिरिवरधारी। जया गोपी जन बल्लभा जया गिरिवरधारी जया गिरिवरधारी। जया यशोदानंदना जया ब्रज जन रंजन जया यशोदानंदना जया ब्रज जन रंजन जया यमुना तीरावनचारी जया यमुना तीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी। हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। जय राधा वृंदन बिहारी राधा वृंदन बिहारी राधे। जय राधा मदन मोहन राधा मदन मोहन राधे। जय गिरि गोवर्धन गिरि गोवर्धन जय गिरि गोवर्धन। जय गौरनिताय 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 जय गौरनिताय। जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 प्रभुपाद। जय जय गुरुदेव नितय गौर हरिबोल 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 हरिबोल। श्री नाम संकीर्तन की जय। श्री प्रभुपाद की जय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरे नष्टप्रायेष्व भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया। भगवति उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। ओम ज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानंजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे नमो महावदान्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरतिशे नमः पञ्चतत्त्वात्मकं कृष्ण भक्तरूपस्वरूपकं भक्तावतारं भक्ताक्षं नमामि भक्तशक्तिकं हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांता राधा कांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा आई वुड लाइक टू वेलकम ऑल ऑफ यू फॉर दिस श्रीमद् भागवतम सेशन वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर नंबर 28 वर्स नंबर 47 टू 50 आत्मनाम शोचति दीनम अवंधुम विक्लवाश्रुभि स्तनौ असिच्य विपिने सुस्वरं प्ररुरोदसा आत्मनाम शोचति दीनम अवंधुम विक्लवाश्रुभि स्तनौ असिच्य विपिने सुस्वरं प्ररुरोदसा आत्मनाम शोचति दीनम अवंधुम विक्लवाश्रुभि स्थानौ असिच्य विपिने सुस्वरं प्ररुरोदसा
Thank you.
माताजीस ट्रांसलेशन एंड वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग आत्मनाम अबाउट हर सेल्फ सोचती लेमेंटिंग दीनम रिचेड अबंधुम विदाउट ए फ्रेंड विक्लव ब्रोकन हार्टेड आश्रुभि बाय टीयर्स स्तनौ हर ब्रेस्ट अशिच्य waiting vipine in the forest suswaram loudly praruroda began to cry sa she translation being now alone and a widow in that forest the daughter of vidarbha began to lament incessantly shedding tears which soaked her breasts and crying very loudly. Purport. Figuratively, the queen is supposed to be the disciple of the king. Thus, when the mortal body of the spiritual master expires, his disciples should cry exactly as the queen cries when the king leaves his body. However, the disciple and spiritual master are never separated because the spiritual master always keeps company with the disciple. As long as the disciple follows strictly the instruction of the spiritual master, this is called the association of vani, words. Physical presence is called vapu. As long as the spiritual master is physically present, the disciple should serve the physical body of the spiritual master. And when the spiritual master is no longer physically existing, the disciple should serve the instruction of the spiritual master. Verse number 48. O best of kings, please get up. Get up. Just see this world surrounded by water and infested with the rogues and so-called kings. This world is very much afraid, and it is your duty to protect her. Purport. Whenever an acharya comes following the superior orders of the Supreme Personality of Godhead or his representative, he establishes the principle of religion as enunciated in Bhagavad Gita. Religion means abiding by the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Religious principles begin from the time one surrenders to Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is the Acharya's duty to spread a bona fide religious system and induce everyone to bow down before the Supreme Lord. One executes the religious principle by rendering devotional service, specifically the 9 items like hearing, chanting and remembering. Unfortunately, when the acharya disappears, rogues and non-devotees take advantage and immediately begin to introduce unauthorized principles in the name of so-called swamis, yogis, philanthropists, welfare workers, and so on. Actually, human life is meant for executing the orders of the Supreme Lord, and this is stated in Bhagavad Gita. Madmana bhava madbhakto madyaj imam namaskuru. Mam ev esyas yukta evam atmanam matparayanah. Engage your mind always in thinking of me and become my devotee. Offer obeisances and worship me. Being completely absorbed in me, surely you will come to me. The main business of human society is to think of the Supreme Personality of Godhead at all times, to become his devotee, to worship the Supreme Lord, and to bow down before him. The acharya, the authorized representative of the Supreme Lord, establishes these principles. But when he disappears, things once again becomes disordered. The perfect disciple of the Acharya tried to relieve the situation by sincerely following the instructions of the spiritual master. At the present moment, practically the entire world is afraid of rogues and non-devotees. Therefore, this Krishna conscious movement is started to save the world from irreligious principles. Everyone should cooperate with this movement in order to bring about actual peace and happiness in the world. Verse number 49. That most obedient wife thus fell down at the feet of her dead husband and began to cry pitifully in the solitary forest. Thus the tears rolled down from her eyes. Purport. Just as a devoted wife becomes afflicted at the passing away of her husband, when a spiritual master passes away, the disciple becomes similarly bereaved. Verse number 50. She then prepared to blazing fire with firewood and placed the dead body of her husband upon it. When this was finished, she is mentally severely and prepared herself to perish in the fire with her husband. Purport. It is a long-standing tradition of Vedic system that a faithful wife dies along with her husband. This is called Sahamarana. In India, the system was prevalent even to the date of British occupation. At that time, however, a wife who did not wish to die with her husband was sometimes forced to do so by her relatives. Formerly, that was not the case. The wife used to enter the fire voluntarily. The British government stopped this practice, considering it inhuman. However, from the early history of India, we find that when Maharaj Pandu died, he was survived by two wives, Madri and Kunti. The question was whether both should die or one should die. After the death of Maharaj Pandu, his wives settled that one should remain and the other should go. Madri would perish with her husband in the fire, and Kunti would remain to take charge of the five Pandava children. Even as late as 1936, we saw a devoted wife voluntarily enter the fire of her husband. This indicates that a devotee's wife must be prepared to act in such a way. Similarly, a devoted disciple of the spiritual master would rather die with the spiritual masters than fail to execute the spiritual master's mission. As the Supreme Personality Godhead comes down upon this earth to re-establish the principle of religion, so his representative, the spiritual master, also come to re-establish religious principle. It is the duty of the disciple to take charge of the mission of the spiritual master and execute it properly. Otherwise, the disciple should decide to die along with the spiritual master. In other words, to execute the will of the spiritual master, the disciple should be prepared to lay down his life and abandon all personal considerations. Hare Krishna. The very powerful purports. Therefore, I read all the purports because it's very difficult to follow, but at least when we read, try to understand. One day we can try. Keshanand Prabhu. Hare Krishna. So in this purport, Prabhupada generally explains the relationship between Guru and Shishya. So I will try to speak about something about Guru and Shishya relationship. In our Shastra, it is mentioned that there are six types of Guru. It is said, prerakaha suchaka saeva vachaka darshaka tatha shikshaka bodhaka saeva sadayate guruva smutaha. तो छह प्रकार के गुरु के बारे में बताया गया है. सिक्स टाइप्स ऑफ गुरु. प्रेरक, हु गिव्स इंस्पिरेशन. सूचक, हु गिव्स इंफॉर्मेशन. वाचक, हु स्पीक्स द ट्रूथ. दर्शक, हु गिव्स डिरेक्शन. शिक्षक, हु गिव्स एजुकेशन. बोधक, हु हेल्प्स फॉर सेल्फ रियलाइजेशन. दीज आर द सिक्स things which is given by Guru, and the person who gives the six things to follow, that person is known as Guru. Or the person who is giving even one thing, he is also called as Guru. Therefore, it is called Sadayate Guruva Smutaha. Inspiration, information, actualization, direction, education, and self-realization. These six things are given by Srila Prabhupada in our society. Prabhupada's first is the inspiration for preaching Krishna conscious movement in the world. In the age of 70s, he left India, went to America, the cold place, and he got two heart attack in the ship. Still, by the mercy of Krishna, he survived, and he went to America and stayed for 1 year with many struggle. Then after, he started preaching, established international Krishna consciousness. Now this movement is the biggest movement in the world. This is exactly inspiration given by Srila Prabhupada, by his life, by his example. This is the inspiration for preaching. Therefore, we should take this inspiration. Once Prabhupada said to his disciples that first preach, when you are young, we should preach vigorously. When you become old, unable to preach, you feel fatigue, then you can retire. Prabhupada then said, but when you become mature, you can retire and went to Vrindavan and chant Hare Krishna. Then Prabhupada said, I am not a mature person, therefore I can't retire from preaching. I have to preach. At that time, Tamala Krishna Goswami Maharaj was there, and he said, if you are not mature, how can we be mature at any time? Therefore, we will never retire from preaching. It's like that. That is exactly inspiration of Srila Prabhupada. Information, he also preraka suchaka, he give perfect information about God. As Prabhupada said, some religion says God is great, some says God is all pervading, some says God is impersonal. But we know who is God, how he looks, what is his identity, where he stays, address, everything, his likes, dislikes, his pastimes, all information perfectly given by Srila Prabhupada. Therefore, he is also a suchaka. Actualization, Prabhupada spoke the truth to the world. Generally, people have a vague idea of God, but Prabhupada established that Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. Matah parataram nanyat kinchid asti dhananjay. There is no greater truth than Lord Krishna. And he established this truth throughout the world. Therefore, he is the person who spoke the truth in the world perfectly and with a full conviction. Then direction, darshaka, and the path to attain Krishna is also given by Srila Prabhupada by chanting Hare Krishna and by following the four rules and regulations and studying scriptures, all these things. In this way, he directed the mission and the devotees for perfection of life. As Gita says, Bhaktya Mam Abhijananti. We can understand Krishna or God, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, through Bhakti only. Therefore, Prabhupada established Bhakti as the supreme path, as the only path to attain the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he rejected the other path like Jnana Yoga, Karma Yoga, and Ashtanga Yoga, and some other yoga also. Therefore, he has given proper direction to attain Krishna. In Gita also, 11th chapter, Lord says, Matkarma krut matparamaha madbhakta sangavarjita nirvairaha sarvabhuteshu yesha mameti pandavam. What is the real path? In that purport, Prabhupada writes, this verse is the essence of Bhagavad Gita. Work for God, matkarma krut, work for Krishna. Mat paramaha, make me the goal of life. We should have the goal that to attain Krishna is the goal of life. Mat karma krut mat paramaha mat bhakta sangha varjita. Become the devotees of Krishna and give up the bad association who is against bhakti. And nirvairaha sarvabhuteshu. One should be non-envious to others and to all living entities. These are the five directions given by Krishna to attain the supreme destination, Golok Vrindavan. In this way, Prabhupada gives the direction. And education, Shikshaka, as a spiritual teacher, he generally trained his disciples, and his disciples also training many devotees throughout the world, and Prabhupada had written many books through which he is exactly educating the devotees and the persons who are spiritually inclined. And the end, self-realization, bodhaka. By his life, by his devotional experience, he personally experienced the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And at the same time, he also induced his disciples to realize the same thing. Once a reporter asked Prabhupada, have you seen Krishna? The Prabhupada generally said, Krishna is God, Krishna is powerful, Krishna is staying in Vrindavan. He not says that I have seen Krishna. Then the disciple, I ask you, have you seen Krishna? Then Prabhupada explained something else. In this way, that reporter asked for 4-5 times. At the end, Prabhupada said, yes, I have seen Krishna when I was 7 years old, 5 or 7 years old. He said like that. That is exactly self-realization. In this way, Prabhupada is perfect guru who exactly gives the 6 things to the society. And this guru is, these are 6 types of guru. In the modern age, also there is marketing guru, business guru, political guru, and in a movie also we see those who are loafer, dadagiri karte rehte hain, gundagardi karte hain, unko bhi guru kehte hain. It's like that. But what is exactly guru, meaning of guru? Generally we say guru jan, guru chap, guru varg, guru var, is prakar generally kehte hain. This indicates that guru means shrestha. Guru means who is highly qualified, very superior, who is powerful, who has a perfect knowledge of Vedas. Guru means expert, marketing guru, business guru. In this way you can understand. Guru means expert. Maharaj says, His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj says, who gives the highest thing in the creation is known as guru. It's like that. But and the guru is very, very important in our life to cross the ocean of material existence. And it said, guru sabdastu andhakara syat ru sabda tamo nirodhakah andhakara nirodhitvat gurur iti abhidiyate. The guru sabdastu andhakara syat. Gu means darkness. Ru sabda tamo nirodhaka. Ru means dispelling the darkness. Therefore, guru means who dispels the darkness of ignorance from one's life, that person is guru. We can compare guru to the sun. Just as this world is by nature dark, but this world is illuminated by sunlight. Similarly, everyone burns with darkness or ignorance in this world. And guru exactly illuminate that person's consciousness with the light of knowledge. Just as without sun, this world is dark. Similarly, without guru, life is exactly dark. If you are living a life without guru, that means you are exactly living a life of ignorance. Just as absence of sun is darkness, similarly, absence of guru is ignorance. Sun means the remover of darkness. Guru means the remover of ignorance. Sun means the giver of vision. Guru means the giver of spiritual vision. Sun means the object of revelation. Guru means the person who reveals the real truth. Sun means the maintainer of the world. Guru means the maintainer of spiritual life. Sun means the ultimate source of energy. Guru means the ultimate source of spiritual energy. No sun means no life. No guru means no spiritual life. Without sun, everyone is blind with healthy eyes. Without guru, life is useless with material prosperity. This is exactly the position of guru. And as it is described that who removes the darkness, he is exactly guru. Or what is exactly ignorance? Ignorance means anitya ko nitya manna or nitya ko anitya manna, sansar ko sukh manna, sansar ka dukh ko sukh manna. Ye generally kya hai? Ignorance hai. Or we can say that thinking that we are this material body and there is no soul, that means ignorance means there is no conception of soul, no belief in God. Ignorance means thinking that sense gratification is the highest way of getting pleasure in life. Ignorance means not living for a spiritual world, but living for a material life. Ignorance means trying to get reputation for our satisfaction. All these things are exactly comes under ignorance. And by the knowledge of Guru, by the mercy of Guru, we can get clarity about these things. It is said in Brihaspati Sahinta, Agyanta Bhagavat Dharma Mantra Vijnana Sambhita Narate Gokhara Gyayaha Api Bhupala Bhanditaha. This prakar kaha jata, Agyanta Bhagavat Dharma. The person who has no knowledge of Bhagavat Dharma, Bhakti. But if that person is very expert in Mantra Vijnana Sambhita, very expert in Vedic Mantra Tantra, that person is called Gokhara. That person is exactly like of cow and donkey. Api Bhupal Vandita. Although that person may be glorified by the whole world, but he is considered as Gokhara because Agyanta Bhagavat Dharma. He has no conception of bhakti. Therefore, Guru means who gives real clarity of the nature of this world and reality of life and real goal of life. Therefore, clarity is very, very essential. Just as in the darkness, we can't see any things, and we can imagine ourselves and describe many things by our imagination, by our touch, by the smell, or a different way, different sensual perception. When there is no light in darkness, without seeing, we can imagine many things, explain many things, with different senses, sensual perception, but all are only imagination. But when you see through light, when there is light, then everything is revealed. The clarity comes when light is there. Similarly, clarity in life comes when proper guru is there. By the mercy of guru, by the direction of guru, we can understand clarity. Just as by the mercy of Prabhupada, the world could understand the clarity about God, the clarity about the goal of life, the clarity about the process to follow to achieve God. Therefore, this clarity is very, very important. Therefore, Prabhupada not only given the Vedic culture, but he has given the essence of Vedic culture. And that is very, very important. So why do we need guru in our life? The first is to solve material problems. As it is said, Prabhupada writes in Bhagavad Gita of 2nd chapter, when Arjun says, "Ki I can't mitigate my pain, my anxiety, my frustration if I get the kingdom of heaven, kingdom of earth. This kingdom, this achievement is not going to destroy or mitigate my anxiety." And Prabhupada in that purport writes that material problems cannot be solved by material means. Therefore, we need a guru. And that by the direction of guru, we can exactly solve material problems. For the solution of mathematical problems, we need a person known as teacher. For electrical problem or mechanical problem, we need a person called engineer. For health problem, we need a person called doctor. For social problem, we need a person called social reformer. Similarly, for problem of life, we need a person who can remove the ignorance, and that person is called guru. Therefore, for materials, some problem may be there, some solution is, we need direction from others. But to solve the problem of life, we need exactly guru. Prabhupada said, material world offers problems in life. In one of the lectures, he says, material world offers problems in life. But exactly it is true. In our education, we go to school and study. What is that? Solving problems. First standard problem, second standard problem, 10th standard problem, again a 12th standard problem. In graduation, there is a problem. In PG, there is a problem. That problem is solved in paper. And after that, there is a real problem in life. Problem in office, problem in home, health problem, many problems. Problem in the society, political problems. Many problems are there. Therefore, Prabhupada says, material world offers problems in life. And unless until we try to solve the real problem of life, till that point, you can't be happy in this world and can't attain the next world also. The material knowledge has some limitation. Material knowledge can fulfill the need of body, ahara, nidra, bhaya, maithuna. Material knowledge can fulfill the need of mind, some entertainment, some music, some song may be there. Material knowledge can fulfill the need of intelligence, study matter, study material body and some philosophy. Material knowledge can fulfill the need of ego through power, through position, through prestige, reputation, so-called love, it's like that. But material knowledge fail to give fulfillment to the heart, to the soul. With all fulfillment, still you are not found inner fulfillment, because material knowledge fails to satisfy the spirit soul. And the vivid example is Srila Vyasadeva. He has written many Vedic literature, but he is unable to find the complete fulfillment within his heart, and he remained frustrated, morose. At the time, Guru appeared, and Narada Muni appeared, and he exactly explain what is the fault with Vyasadev. And he said that you mention everything in your scripture. All material knowledge are there in Vedas, but we fail to generally glorify Lord Krishna. Therefore, you are not satisfied. Therefore, glorification of Lord Krishna is the real satisfaction of whole life. If you want satisfaction, then we need glorification of Lord Krishna. And this body, human form, is designed for this purpose. The designation is there to for the glorification of Krishna. Just as there is airplanes, and the airplane can run in the runway. If a driver is just using this airplane to run in the runway, that is not the proper way, proper use of that airplane. That is misuse of airplane. Therefore, the airplane is designed in such a way so that it can be take off and fly in the sky. Similarly, the human form is designed not to run in the material life cycle, not for material achievement, not for ahara, nidra, bhaya, maithun, or some material entertainment, some material power and position. If this by this human form we try to achieve some material things, reputation, power, position, all these things, that means we are exactly using this airplane to run in the runway only, which is against the purpose of designation of this body, purpose of its design. It's meant for to fly in the sky. Similarly, the human form is meant to fly in the spiritual sky. And exactly you are flying the spiritual sky means we are exactly glorifying Krishna. Therefore, when you are engaged in the glorification of Krishna, glorification means speaking about Krishna, preaching for Krishna, serving Krishna, worshipping Krishna, it's like that. Then exactly you are using this airplane for proper way. Otherwise, you are just wasting our life. And people think that achievement of material things and maintenance of this material world and material body and material life is the goal of life. It is just like you are exactly using this airplane to run in the on the runway. It's like that. Therefore, glorification is very, very important. And to solve material problem, when you observe ourselves in the glorification of Krishna, that gives proper satisfaction. And that is the solution of material problems. In reality, the problem will be there. But if one is absorbed in glorification of Krishna, then he is exactly peaceful. I can say, Hari Gopal Prabhu, he is absorbed in glorification. When his mother was passed away at that time, I was there in Bhaktivedanta Hospital. The day his mother is going to pass away, at that time he get up early in the morning, 3 or 2 o'clock, I don't know. Okay, and he prepared lecture, went to Thane to give class. And that one person called me, Prabhuji kidhar hai, unke mother abhi thoda serious hai. Wala Prabhuji lecture dene ke liye gaye. At that time, he can also absorb in glorifying Krishna, studying scripture. That is exactly a solution for material problem. It's like that. Second is mental peace. By the mercy of Guru, we can get peace of mind also. It is said in Shastra, Kimatra bahuna uktena Shastra koti satena cha Durlabha chita visranti Bina guru krupa param. Is prakar ka Kimatra bahune uktana uktena. What is the use of to speak many things? Shastra koti satena cha. What is the use of reading hundreds and crores of Shastra? Durlava chitta visranti. It's very rare to get peace of mind. Bina guru krupamparam. Without the supreme mercy of guru. That is exactly by by the mercy of Guru and following the instruction of Guru, we can exactly attain mental peace. And generally, sometimes we think that giving up responsibility can, by giving up responsibility, you can attain mental peace. But in reality, executing our responsibility without desire of any reciprocation from others will give satisfaction. But for that, we have to take that decision. If our decision or if our expectation is there that I will get some reciprocation for my responsibility, for my duty, then that mentality is not going to give peace. But we should have take the decision that my duty is to perform my responsibility irrespective of any reciprocation in this world. This should be the mentality. Generally, you ask Prabhuji, I want to do that, but I can't handle that person, I can't handle this or that. Many things we say, how can you handle? These questions may be there for many time. But one thing Lord Krishna in Gita say, throughout the Gita, one solution is there. Matra sparsastu konteya, sitoshna sukha dukkhada, agam apayina anityaha, tam atitikhyasu bharata. There is no other way. We have to tolerate. Just as we have to tolerate the cold season, we have to tolerate the hot season, we have to tolerate the rainy season. It is natural in this world. This is not going to change, but we have to tolerate all these things. Similarly, there are many problems in the life, or many mentalities or many thoughts in our life also, many expectations in our life also. Some is going to be solved and some is not going to be solved. Therefore, which is going to be solved, okay, try to solve it. And which is not going to solve, try to tolerate it. Therefore, tolerance is the only way to attain exactly peace of mind. And if you practice, if someone is practicing it continuously, he will come to the platform of peace. And therefore, Prabhupada here, generally in the whole purport, he said that disciples should follow the instruction of Guru. If he fails to follow the instruction of Guru, he should die. It's like that. Therefore, the point is that with a peaceful mind, with stability of heart, we should try to practice devotional principles and execute the order of Guru perfectly. Second is we need Guru to attain God. The Guru is the only means to access God. There is no other way. That is just as Lord Krishna says in Gita, Tadvidhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadakshanti te jnanam jnanina tattva darshina. If you want to attain God, then you have to approach a guru, inquire him humbly and serve him, then we can exactly in due course of time attain God. Abhi Diwali ka season chala, last example main de raha. To Diwali ka season mein generally hum kya karte hain, diya bhagwan ko dikhate hain. But you can't exactly touch the fire directly because fire can burn us. Therefore, fire ko hum diya mein rakhte hain aur us diya ko kya karte hain, bhagwan ko dikhate hain. Similarly, we can't handle God directly in our life. Therefore, there is need of guru, and that guru is exactly diya, who can hold God in his life. And if you glorify a guru, then exactly we can also holding, if you hold diya in our life, that means you are holding fire in our hand. Just as we hold diya in our hand, exactly we are holding fire in our hand. Similarly, if you hold the instruction of guru in our life, that means we are holding God in our life. It's like that. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. The time हो गया, तो थैंक यू वेरी मच. हरे कृष्णा. श्रील प्रभुपाद की, श्रीमद्भागवत महापुराण की जय.